I guess to start with, you know, Christian Benford, the latest of a really exciting offseason for you guys, bringing back a bunch of your core players. What did it mean to you to see not only Christian, but all these guys going to be a part of your things for them?
Yeah, I think that's really where you start, right? If you're doing things the right way, you start by rewarding the guys that have been with you. And it takes both sides to come together on those, and that's not always easy. So appreciate the guys and obviously their agents and working with us. And when you can do that, I think you really, you know, obviously develop some important continuity, and that usually bodes for developing good teams.
Now, Sean, I don't know if we've spoken with you since you finalized your staff, but you did make a change in strength coach with Denny.
Yep.
Just what went into that, and then maybe if you could just give your overall thoughts on how your staff has come together here.
Yeah, so Will, that's okay. Well, yeah. Denny took the job in Carolina as a trainer, and happy for him and his family too. in this case, you know, Will's been with us, 8 years, and he's shown that he has great potential and is growth-minded, thinks outside the box, and is well-studied on, the league and how we can maximize and get the most out of our players. And I think that, he's going to be in his first year. There's going to be some natural blind spots, as there was for all of us in our first season. And he's got a senior staff around him, which should help as well.
Is that a reason why you hired, my apologies for his name, a senior staff?
Barry Rubin.
Barry, thank you.
Yeah,
Kind of like when you were hired, your first job, you surrounded yourself with a lot of guys, including Leslie, obviously, who had been there and done that.
Yeah, I mean, again, just when you're young, and Will's going to do great. When you're young, you think you, can really change the world all in one idea or all the ideas that you've stored up over the years for this opportunity. And Will does have a number of ideas. I think the key is that you get somebody next to you, as you alluded to, Sal, that can say, hey, let's keep it inside the guardrails once in a while. And they can all work together on sharing ideas and best practices. And I mean, Barry's been at it a long time. I've been a head strength coach for a long time, won multiple Super Bowls. So I think that'll really bode well for Will.
With both Joe and Bobby on the defensive side, younger guys, I know Joe had a little bit of experience as a play caller coming in, but you know, you made a decision to go with less experience at both of your coordinators last year. How did you feel that they both grew individually? And in turn, you know, how excited are you to see maybe that growth display itself next season?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, right? When you have some good young coaches that have displayed the traits, right, that will make them a good play caller, a good coordinator, you try and make sure you keep them in-house, number one, and so they don't get away. And then number two, you have to develop them in a lot of ways. And you know, I've said this before, a coordinator position is a leadership position first and foremost, and then a schematic position, X's and O's second. But you got to have both, right? And so the ability to lead people, to manage people, to motivate, inspire, put together a game plan, call the plays, that's a large task. And, there's not many out there that do it well, quite honestly. And I think both of those guys are developing at their own rate. Joe had been a coordinator before, Bobby as well, but not as long as Joe, and neither with the Bills. And so I think both are really cut out for it. It's just a matter of their growth from year to year at this point.
Sean, your biggest, at least by name, addition of the offseason so far would be Joey Bosa. And the thing that everybody says about him is when he's healthy, he's a difference maker, but the when he's healthy. As a coaching staff, how do you handle a player like that? Understanding, you know, if he plays a full season, then the health concerns go away. But how do you guys approach that, making sure that you can get the most out of him?
Well, the Will and the staff, the support staff, our trainer, Nate Bresky, Will Greenberg, our strength coach, and then a few others beyond that, they would tell you that I sent them all a text, I think it was that night or the next morning, and I just said, hey, listen, this is some of the background, let's get out in front of it, right? So we've had success before in taking guys maybe who had an injury history perhaps and have helped them. Joe Collins, our sports science director as well, does a really good job. So I think that's the piece that we can control. The the durability piece sometimes rears its ugly head regardless of what you do, unfortunately. And I think availability is key. You know, we've got two guys who we also assigned who are going to miss the first six games, and then the durability piece for Joey. And listen, there's also an element for Joey of a change of scenery a little bit. He's been in one place for, I think, give or take 9 years. And sometimes that can bode well for kind of just kind of restoking the competitive fire and the juices.
When Larry becomes eligible to play, what do you like about what he can provide?
Yeah, I mean, Larry, you know, in Pittsburgh's system, was used probably in a different way that we plan to use him in our vision for him. Really for us, he'll be a one and a three technique, but primarily a three technique that can help spell Ed a little bit in that role and play all three downs. We all know how important affecting the quarterback is. So Larry will help us in that regard.
I know you have a pretty good relationship with Vrabel, two new head coaches in the division. What's your outlook on the change within the division this offseason?
Well, I feel like it's changed quite a bit every year or every couple of years. Since 2017, when the time we showed up, and it's been interesting, kind of fascinating, but not all that unique for the journey of a coach and what happens year to year. So Vrabes is a great coach. He's had a lot of success as a player and now as a coach. It's only going to make the level of competition greater. We look forward to that. He's had a year off, as has Josh McDaniels, his OC, his offensive coordinator, kind of study the league, maybe study us a little bit. And then they hired a coach away from us that, they've got some inside information maybe. But at the end of the day, that's for us. We've got to continue to take our game to another level, and in every way. So that's why we challenge ourselves. That's why we challenge the staff to do that, right? So the competition is awesome. It's why it's the NFL, right? The best of the best. So and then Aaron Glenn in New York with the Jets, and you know, they've been through a couple coaches there, and have always had a very talented team, I feel like. And it's gonna we have to raise our game, or else we're not gonna be where we've been.
How about Diggs being there in New England now?
Yeah, Steph too. I mean, another great player that New England added. Seems like they have used free agency to really add to their team, and Steph and the other players that they've added. Matt Collins is another one that we're familiar with. So yeah, I mean, it's just going to be it's just going to make us have to be on our A game even more.
Hey Sean, you guys had a marathon meeting this afternoon talking rules and whatnot. Any of the proposals you feel passionate about or most passionate about? Maybe the overtime rule or.
The league does a really good job, I believe, of really zeroing in on the ones that matter most. And usually the ones that close to the top, if not at the top, are related to player safety. I think those are important. This is a physical and violent game. And the more players that we can keep from getting injured or in particular significantly injured, I think that's the right approach, right? The right methodology. So I support that wholeheartedly. So usually the ones that that pertains to are the ones that I'm going to be behind first and foremost.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I think you said in the past when it comes to the tush-push rule that you wanted to see the data on the injuries. Is that?
No, I just want to see, all the data, not just on the injuries, but I want to see all the data on all of these proposed rule changes, but in particular the ones, like you said, that apply to the player safety issues. And, You want to be able to teach the right techniques, and doing so keep as many players as healthy as we can.
It's not on the docket this week, but would you like to see something done with the onside kick to make it a more competitive play?
We've talked about that in the committee meetings. We'll see where it goes. The onside kick has always had a lower percentage of success, if you will, or recovery. Right now it's probably a little bit too low, but I am a big believer in if you get a lead, you've gotten a lead and you've earned that lead for a reason. So to go and bring it back up here, not back, but above where it probably should be, would be probably not the right move, but maybe helping it a little bit. And I think we've talked about that a little bit in the committee meetings. And You know, we'll see where that goes.
Your team gave Josh Allen the most guaranteed money in a contract ever. Why is he worth it?
Where do you want to start?
You lead.
Hey, I know there's a lot of teams here that are, you know, they're just getting their quarterback position maybe settled. And the rest of them are still looking. So let's just start there, right? And we've got a quarterback and a very good one. I think the key for us is going to be keeping him healthy. And that's, to me, the start of any playbook that we put together is our quarterback healthy and how do we keep him healthy through the remainder of the season.
Brandon used the term pile inspector.
Who?
Pile inspector.
Pile inspector.
Pile inspector. For who?
College quarters. When you're looking at
pile inspectors.
I didn't call any names. I just said we don't want any pile inspectors, even if they can play corner. We don't want any pile inspectors.
Agreed. Well said.
Basically, the gist of that is, can you teach a corner to be physical when you get them?
They have to have certain traits, you know. So what you see on tape may not be a be-all, end-all. Like, may not be, hey, oh, they don't tackle in college, so they must not be able to tackle for us. A lot of it starts with our culture, and are they willing to, if they're on the fence, are they willing to, you know, kind of come on our side of the fence? The word that gets used is willing to tackle or not. I'm not sure I love that, but there's probably not a better word. If they show that they're willing, we can help them with technique. The other piece is the element of, hey, this is what we do. This is how we do things on our defense or special teams. If you want to be on the team and you want to contribute, then you're going to have to tackle. So that's it doesn't probably get any more fluffier than that. It's pretty direct. But I think it doesn't make you draft like only one player, right? So you try and leave the door open for conversation.
The small sample size of him not being in Buffalo, but Dane Jackson seems to be the best version of himself in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Can you kind of take us through bringing him back and how you see him as a player for the
game? Homegrown, you know. Pittsburgh, number one, that I appreciate being from Pennsylvania, and that's a tough town like Buffalo is. And, you know, Dane grew a lot when he was with us and really played a lot of meaningful snaps for us. So it's unfortunate to see his time in Carolina end so quickly. But again, I think it's another example of here's a player that played his best football in Buffalo, in the Bills' colors. And it's great to see him want to come back. And again, that takes more than just us or him. It takes his agents to work with us on that and know where he's been at his best. And so, you know, he's not the only one that's done that, that has wanted to come back. And again, the players, as I mentioned earlier on the question of signing our own, that's, you know, the player's going to want to be. They're going to want to be in Buffalo. They're going to want to play for the Bills. And that, I think that's special in and of itself.
Hey, Sean, you guys have had so many great opportunities but haven't gotten it done in recent years. You think about the way last season ended and starting over again, what will your message be when your team gets back together for OTAs and the offseason program?
Well, I don't want to, you know, listen, we know where we ended the season. We know where we've ended it. But by saying it the way you said it, you're overlooking all the success we have had, respectfully.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at teams who have gone on to win it and the years that they've had, right, and the years before that. So this is all part of it's all normal in some ways. I know it hurts, but it's all normal. There's a lot of teams that are on the outside looking in and saying, hey, I wish we were the Bills to sustain the success we've had in, I think, seven of the 8 years. That's unique around the league. And so that's the landscape of the league. The challenge that remains for us is to become the best in the world. And we wake up every day trying to do that. How many people in the world do that? I don't know, but we do. And so that's my responsibility to our fans. That's our responsibility to our fans, is to wake up with that type of attitude and that type of mindset.
When you look at Ed Oliver's career, he's played next to two really good one-techs, right? Like Star and Daquan the last couple of years. As you look into the future, and this is obviously a really good defensive tackle class,
yeah.
When you're looking at that position, what would would you think about it all like a bigger version of that player next to him? Like, you know, see some guys around the league at 330, 335 at that spot. But philosophically, is that something that you think, I don't think I said that right, but philosophically, is that something that fits into what you want to do there?
It really is. I mean, it's, look, you kind of assess where you're at the end of the year, you assess where the league is, and then you put a line in the sand and say, this is what we need to do to get better. Daquan's done a really good job. He's been a really good addition to us. Star the same. With Ed, and you have to offset Ed a little bit, to your point, right? I think that's one of the points you're trying to make is Ed's a really good player, really twitchy. And I thought, other than numbers aside, he had one of his better years, especially, later in the year. I think after you guys started challenging him a little bit. But you hope that continues. It needs to continue. And his off season is an important off season for him, and then subsequently for us, and then the season that entails after that. We've got some things that we need to address. We had Larry O, we had Hoyt. I think two good additions. Hoyt's a real smart player, can play multiple positions. Not D tackle in this case, but D tackle opposite Ed. You look at, where are we at the end position in terms of where we want to be and how we really want to affect the quarterback, and how does that balance out with Greg and AJ and Joey? And so, I mean, we've got some work to do. I know you guys were talking with Brandon about corner. You're asking me about corner, who's playing opposite CB. We've got some real answers that we need to continue to work on. And we're probably, going to be rather young at those positions during the suspensions to those two players in particular. And that's why the draft is so important for us.
And safety is such an important position for you. It always has been. I don't think you really had it. Had a safety that's kind of come right in and play. You always have to have a little experience there. Cole has some now. We talked a little bit about it at the combine, about him trying to take that position. You got Derek Forrest come in, you got DeMar there. Can you just evaluate where those guys are and how important is knowing and having a guy there that knows what to do in that system?
Yeah. I mean, to run a defense, it takes the right person with a certain level of experience. Ideally, it doesn't have to, but like Taylor Rapp right now is that guy for us. Him remaining healthy is huge to be able to line us up, control the defense. Cole, now I'm going into his second year, big off season for Cole, getting stronger, right? Getting a better grasp and handle on what we need defensively to get us lined up. And then collectively in the back end, making plays on the ball, right? Making interceptions, making PBUs, being a force back there to be reckoned with is big for us, right? Whether it's Brian Dawkins that I had, or Mike and Jordan, and let's start by just getting everybody lined up along with TB and his role in that as well, and then going to work from there.
You lost Mac and Amari, at least for now, from last year's roster at receiver. You did bring in Palmer, and I know he's got a skill set you like, but how do you evaluate that position at this point in the offseason?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different maybe than last year at this point in time. The thing that Mac brought to us, Mac brought a ton of, I know you guys love them, but with the outfits and the shoes and all that type, which I think is great. But listen, that brings some glue to it in terms of just, the locker room and things like that. And then the special teams component that Mac brought when he wasn't playing wide receiver was, a pretty big force on special teams. So we're going to have to find that answer somewhere in there as well. And then Amari, brought some things, and when he came in there for the short amount of window that he was with us for. So it's shaped a little bit differently. It's just a matter of how it looks this year. And I won't know really until we get into the season.
So do you think that's an area that you maybe would like to continue to add or address maybe?
Wide receiver overall? Yeah. Well, we're always going to look. Jay, that. We're always going to look. I think right now is I feel good about the guys that we have. I feel good about, we've done offensively. We've kept a heck of a lot of continuity offensively. I think the thing right now is where are we going to go with special teams as it relates to offense, where we're going to go with special teams as it relates to defense and those returner positions and those key special teams aces that we've had in the past.
Sean, as a coach, what do you tell a player if they come in back to a team and maybe they didn't get a deal that they wanted? Like 20 minutes ago, Brandon said, hey, it doesn't look like we're going to have something done with James, at least this year. Now his side has said, hey, they want to get something done. This isn't going to be the first time something like that happens. But what do you tell a player when they get back over the years? Like, do you feel like there's an approach that you need to take kind of as their head coach to kind of keep them, you know, feel wanted?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I hope every player feels wanted. I know that's, you never assume that.
Yeah.
Especially when what you're describing from time to time goes on. And there's, I'm not involved in the nuts and bolts and the details of all that, but it's my job to help them. Hey, look, push through, it's going to take care of itself. And so that's the best you can do. These are humans, right? And living real lives I know one side wants to be rewarded for what they've done. The other side is the business of it, right? So, hopefully at some point that can all meet in the middle and everybody goes on and everybody's happy. That's what you hope and pray for. So James is a good player. He's been really, to me, it's been fun watching him grow on and off the field. And so that'll take care of itself right now, when he comes back. And I'm just excited to see him and work with him and help him get better.